At the corner of 4th and Pine, protester Finette Blackbear made a point for a moment to look up Pine Street facing east.
I'm facing towards Missouri.
Blackbear came out to protest not only the grand jury decision, but police tactics.
Every time there's a police brutality and murder, we're all in it together.
Many protesters appeared to share that distrust of police, but they also appeared to disagree about how to deliver that message.
It's lit now, I can't put it out.
Stop!
I can't
there put it out. Are kids.
Those are fireworks going off. When the protesters climbed Pike Street to the Capitol Hill neighborhood, another group joined in with the small Roman candle-style flares. At least one of the people firing them off was white. A black protester asked him to stop.
If you think our lives matter, you will stop putting us at risk to push your agenda. Stop!
The scene visibly frustrated Garfield High School senior Elijah Haynes. He doesn't see how the pyrotechnics and loud music help. For him, the chanting is enough.
There should be more black people. Like, I would expect every black person to be out there to step up and say, that's wrong.
What's wrong, Haynes says, is the fear he feels because of the color of his skin.
And that's exactly what we're here to protest, to show that the lives of the young black men and women in America matter.
While vocal, the protests were also mostly peaceful, though later in the evening, Seattle police did report some protesters had thrown rocks at officers and at one point had run onto I-5, causing a traffic backup. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.